August 6th and 9th have become traditional peace protest days around the world. Here in the U.S., peace activists will be floating paper lanterns on rivers and lakes in honor of the victims of the bombings in Japan that ended the Second World War. This year in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice is joining with other groups to both commemorate the bombings and call for an end to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. John LaForge of Luck, Wisconsin, says the goal is to talk with National Guard members at Fort McCoy who may be preparing to deploy.
These National Guard troops have civil and political rights that they aren't necessarily informed of, so we're hoping to have some dialogue with the troops on the base about their legal rights to refuse and resist what we consider illegal orders to participate in the unlawful occupation.
Many of this weekend's walkers are veterans of past demonstrations that resulted in dozens of arrests at the Navy's extremely low-frequency radar site in Clam Lake, Wisconsin. The years of demonstrations at the site led to its closure 5 years ago and an end to its role in communicating with U.S. nuclear-armed submarines that continue to patrol the nation's borders. Organizers predict as many as 50 arrests at this weekend's action at Fort McCoy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.